Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, bringing you special breaking coverage of the fatal shooting that occurred this morning at Abundant Life Christian School. Three are dead, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student at Abundant Life. Also dead, it is believed, one teacher and one student also from Abundant Life Christian School. Six others injured, two with life-threatening injuries who were transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. Four others with non-life-threatening injuries transported to St. Mary's Hospital. According to Madison Fire Chief Chris Carbon, after the first 911 calls were received at 10:57 and dispatched, five engine companies, four ladder companies, and 15 ambulances, as well as 11 off-duty officers, all responding on scene. Numerous law enforcement officers from the Madison Police Department. I'm taking your thoughts and reflections. Let's keep them respectful and in keeping with the solemnity and gravity and seriousness and tragedy of this moment. Steve from Milwaukee remarking that it is sad what Senator Murphy has been able to get done in terms of gun legislation. He's often one of the leading proponents and introduces various gun legislation. Steve asking us to revisit control of particularly assault rifles in the United States. Of note, Madison Police Chief Barnes did state during the press conference at 2:30 that it was a handgun involved in the shooting today. As the reporting continues, I shudder to think what the death toll may have been had it been an AR-15 or some other highly automatic, large capacity magazine, automatic rifle or AR-15 styled weapon. I want to also let you know that the next press briefing, which Civic Media will be bringing to you live, is expected at 5:30. That's at 5:30. That is the next press briefing about the fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, which enrolls about 200 families, just shy of 400 children, where three were killed today, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student there. Todd from the north side of Madison, sir, what would you like to say this afternoon?
Thanks for taking my call, Maggie. As an educator, I would just like to challenge my colleagues especially, to every time something like this happens, every time we are in a training or a meeting where we are tasked with dealing with and thinking about and preparing for gun violence, that we're also calling our representatives and saying we expect them to do something proactively to prevent this type of thing from happening, to have some common sense gun legislation. As educators, we're not here to clean up messes. That's not what we do as educators. We prepare our students to be successful. And so we do not take well to just allowing problems to happen and then shrugging our shoulders and saying we'll deal with it later. We want proactive solutions as educators.
Thanks so much. That's Todd from the north side of Madison asking us all to get on the horn and start calling our legislators to do something to prevent these sorts of school shootings and fatal tragedies. I echo those sentiments. Todd, Wes from Middleton texting in, when is enough going to be enough? We know that the next 4 years, gun violence may get worse. If I were Tony Evers, I would call a special session tomorrow at 8 a.m. and ensure that the legislature has to go on the record with their inaction. This is not a political issue, Wes writes. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a matter of doing right by our children. Steve from Madison expressing that our society seems really screwed up right now. Mary from Wauwatosa stating prevention is the focus and it is needed in this hour of national crisis. As a matter of nearly like disease prevention, I see the analogy, Mary. Proactive healthcare to prevent disease is always preferable to the treatment of disease after the fact. Hear, hear, Mary. Joshua from Wausau states this: how many more of our kids must die for our politicians to do something? The whole argument about metal detectors is that we shouldn't need them. There shouldn't be so many guns. Tomorrow, I just want to let you all know what I plan on focusing. We will update the reporting on this tragedy right here in our backyards. And I'll also share with you threat assessments. How do we understand? How can you understand? How can you and your children understand when threats may be very real and very imminent? I will also discuss and share with you what the Federal Bureau of Investigation has suggested in response to active shooter incidents. In other words, what to do if this happens at your workplace, what to share with your children if it happens in their school, so that we can all be better protected together. Thank you for sharing this time with me. More civic media special coverage of this tragic and fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School is going to continue right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The next press conference will take live at 5:30, so keep it tuned in. My name is Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Be safe out there, all.